Today's Shir is Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Mem Zayin. We will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach begin on the bottom line of Daf Mem Vav Amabay. Says the Gemara, Amarav Huna. If somebody is holding on to money and he says to somebody else, Mecharli Be'elu, sell me whatever you're holding on to for the money that I am holding on in my hand. And the other person did not ask or question exactly how much money he's holding in his hands. He just agreed to the deal, and he took the money from the customer. Kana, at that point, the purchaser becomes of the owner of this object with that money, and they cannot retract anymore. Yeshlai, but says the Gemara, Yeshlai Elav Din. That means if the money is not equal to what the price of this object really is, as we're going to Mitzvah be learning very extensively, the Halachos of Aino, and the Halach of Aino teaches us that if what I bought is equal, if what I bought is the right price, fantastic. If, however, it was off by a sixth more, or six less, then we have to return the differential, but the sale is a sale. And if it's more than a sixth, the sale is null and void. And here, the halacha is that the halacha of Aino would apply. And the Gemara explains what is the reasoning for this halacha. Kana afkav d'loy moshech. So of course, the question that comes immediately to mind is that the person here, the buyer, did not do Mashiach. And we keep on learning, and we're going to be discussing this in our shir today quite extensively, that in order for a kinyan to take place, there has to be Mashiach of the object that's being bought. Kivin delay kapit, says the Gemara, since we see that they weren't so careful to ask how much this money was, so it's a proof that Kana, the buyer, buys it under all circumstances. The kivin de lekapit kana the kichalifin dami. Why? If we need mashicha, how does the kinyan happen? Even if the person doesn't really care, so we see from here that it works out because of chalipin. Now, certainly, as we've been discussing the halachas of chalipin, when somebody symbolically, and we will discuss this in Mitzvah Shem as well further. If somebody symbolically picks something up, he certainly did not mean to buy it with the handkerchief or whatever is picked up. But since we see there's a gemiras das, there's an intention to do a transaction, that is enough to make it into a transaction. So here too, the fact that he wants to make this transaction and he doesn't ask questions, it's considered like chalipin. But when it comes to Hilchos Aino that we discussed, still, since the wording that was used, since he used the words, so that's why he obviously knows that he wants specifically this much money, and if it's not the right price, so he's not willing to accept only what is the fair price. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, if you use the words Mechali Be'elu, the Aloch is Kana, that we have a Kinyan, says the Gemara, Ve'enalav Eino, the fact that the seller did not choose to determine how much money is here, that means he's willing to take whatever he gets. So we see from here that there is a Kinyan Chalipin. What's going to be Aloch Pshita? So the Gemara evaluates Pshitim Domin. In a case where the buyer gave the money, he doesn't care, where it's clear, what this is a deal, I give the money, whatever amount of money, and I take the object, whatever it's worth, we said that it's going to be a valid kinyan. Why is it going to be considered a valid kinyan? The bechalipa damin. If what's going to be a locha, if somebody does a kinyan chalipin or makbin layim, but he wants it to be, He's insistent that it should be a fair deal. Mao, will that be a valid kinyan? Or do we say that since he is being explicit that he's concerned about that he should be the fair price, that therefore it won't be considered kinyan chalipin? Because as we said a few moments ago, is that it's only considered a kinyan chalipin when I don't really care about, when we're not being careful about the price. But here, where we're in a case where he's being insistent that we get a fair deal, so if he's being insistent that we get a fair deal, so it's a kinyan, a more traditional kinyan. And a more traditional kinyan, as we began the perek, the halacha teaches us that you have to have that the owner gives that there's a meshicha on the object that's being bought. There's meshicha on the object that's being bought, and the other, and then and only then do we have a valid kinyan. Says the Gemara, Amar of Adabra, have a toshma. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, Haresha yotayfes parosai. If somebody's holding on to his cow, v'oymen, and he's standing outdoors. Oba chaver v'omer leparoscha lama. Why did you bring your cow to the market? So he says, l'chamani tzarech. So the person who owns the cow currently says, I need a donkey. And that's why I came to bring my cow, to sell the cow and buy a donkey. And this person says, yesh li chamash ani noisen lach. I'll sell you my donkey. And then he asks him, paroscha b'kama. And then he asks him, and how much are you charging for your cow? He says, b'kach v'kach. That's the price of the cow. And then he asks, the other person asks him, kamorcha b'kama, and what is the price for your donkey? And he says, b'kach v'kach. The halacha is, moshach b'alachamores apora. If the owner of the donkey did meshicha on the cow that's there, however, v'lehispik b'alapora limshach as a chamor at shemes a chamor. But the owner of the cow did not have the opportunity to do meshicha on that donkey before the donkey died. The halacha is like konabal chamar sapar. The owner of the donkey doesn't own the cow. Shmaminah. So we see that in a case of chalipin, that this was a case of chalipin, they're exchanging each other, cow, donkey. Or makbelem, and as we just read the incident, they were very careful to mention how much everything was worth. So there, chalipin, the Gemara seems to be teaching us that chalipin is not, the Brice is teaching us that chalipin is not considered a valid chalipin where we see there's an insistence on the price unless there was a meshicha. And so we see that chalipin doesn't work when you're careful. Says the Gemara, Am Rava Ata chalipin b'shiftani eskinen. When we speak about chalipin, so this, what Rav is coming to address is that it seems that we've changed the entire understanding of chalipin. We've been learning chalipin, we'll speak about it more, Mitzvah Shem, is an effective way how to do a kinyan. Now we seem to be learning that it's a very limited case, because ask the Gemara, Amar Rava Ata chalipin b'shiftani eskinen. Can we say that chalipin is only effective when the people who are foolish, like kapti? Most people, when they purchase something, when they sell something, obviously are careful to get the right price. So are we going to limit chalipin to people who don't care what they're paying? Elo, says the Gemara, call chalipin. Whenever there's a situation of chalipin, certainly mikbet kapti, the parties are careful what they're doing. And yet, the kana, hachmaiskin. So if that's the case here, why, if he didn't do meshicha, was the no kinyan? Damale, because what they say, chamor, b'parah v'taleh. Actually, the transaction was somewhat a little different. He says, I'll give you my donkey, and in exchange, you'll give me your cow, you'll sell me your cow and your sheep. And the person who owned the donkey did meshicha on the cow, but he didn't do meshicha on the sheep. In other words, had he done a proper Mashiach, which means a Mashiach on both the cow and sheep that he's receiving, there would be no further discussion, and the other person would be now become the owner of the donkey. And if the donkey died before he even ever took possession of it, it would be his problem. The here issue is that there was never really a proper Mashiach, because he only did a Mashiach on the cow and not on both, the cow and the sheep. Amamar. So we go back to where we began the Shiva today. Mechali be'elu, where somebody is holding money and somebody else is holding an object. He says, give me this money for this object. Kana. Then the deal is a deal. V'yesh lo yadna, but there's going to be a na if the money is not commensurate with the value of what he received. Lema. So says the Gemara, that from here we see that, and we explain that what was the kinyan? It was a kinyan chalipin. So we shouldn't we have a raya to what we've been discussing all week, that from here we should see that Savra Funa not beya nasa chalipin, that chalipin can be made with a coin, because that's what he received. He received the coin and was still saying that it's a valid kinyan. Loi. Says the Gemara, that this is not a kinyan chalipin. This is a kinyan kesef. The question is that if it's a kinyan kesef, we learned for the last number of shiurim, it's not a kinyan without mashicha of the object that's being bought. And that didn't happen here. Answers the Gemara, funa savalek Rabbi Yochanan. We go back to the very fundamental machloikis that we have between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that dva toira, midaraisa maas koinis, midaraisa cash to create a kinyan. What did the Rabbanan say that we should do Mashiach? It's only because we were concerned. If it will be enough that the seller should just get cash, a deposit from the buyer, and then if Chas V'Shalom there's going to be a fire in the warehouse where the object that's being bought is kept, the seller will not have any reason to go see and save it because it's not mine anymore. Where, says the Gemara, did Chazal institute that therefore Mashiach is required? Only be milsa the shlicha gazba rabbanim. Because the way the Rishonim explained, the entire halacha that Mashiach is required, it turns out is only a dimid rabbanim. And we have a rule throughout Shas that milsa the shlicha gazba rabbanim. And to buy something, I just give you money, you don't know how much I'm giving you, that is not a milsa the shlicha, and therefore Mashiach is not required. Amalei Rav Marhuna Bered Rav Nachman Rav Ashi Atan Chachmas Nisalu. You learned that if this is a question, can we use this to answer the issue of is Matbeya Nasa Chalipur or not? Anon Chachmas Nisalu. I learned it not in an indirect fashion. I learned it explicitly. The Kenam Rav Huna Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, and there was never a question what Rav Huna's opinion was. So we've been learning about Chalipin, and now the Gemara goes fundamentally how the Kinyan Chalipin works. Because we know, as we quoted the Pasuk in Rus, the Torah says, Shalaf Ish, the Megillah says, the Pasuk says, Shalaf Ish Naloi. But the Pasuk doesn't indicate who gives the shoe to whom, the buyer to the seller or the seller to the buyer. Rav Amar B'Kalef Shekhina, Rav's opinion is that the buyer symbolically gives something to the seller, and nichale l'koina l'have hamakna koina. What he's saying is that I'm satisfied to give you this to show the seriousness of intent. Kehechad the ligma v'liknei, to show that I'm serious about completing this transaction. V'levi amar b'kalef shemakna, it's the seller gives his keli, as Levi will explain. There is a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what Levi says. Does Levi say specifically the kelim of shemakna with the kelim of the seller, or does Levi mean to say that it could also be the kelim of shemakna, but he would agree that if you gave kelim shelkina, it would be satisfactory as well. Most Rishonim of the opinion, the Levi's opinion is that it has to be specifically Kalim Shemakna, Kalim of the seller. It's not that Levi's saying either or. Amalei Rav Huna, the Meskarta L'Rava. Rav Huna Feskarta said to Rava, Levi, the Amkel Shemakna, Levi that says it's the seller's Keli, says the Gemara, Hakakana Gara Agav Klima. We learned that we could, according to this, we should be able to sell property with Chalipin. V'kein, Havlei, and that would be a case that we're going to have a situation that we're going to be able to do a transaction on the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis. Real estate is always called in the Gemara the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis because you have recourse. Im, in the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis. Through a Kinyan on Metatlin, the object for which we're doing the Kinyan Chalipin. But asks the Gemara, V'anan Ifchatanan, doesn't the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin that Chavav Amarav teach us just the opposite? Then the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis, nicknamed Im the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis, you could buy Metatlin well, because you purchased the real estate, but not vice versa. Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Huna, he have a Levi Hachi. If Levi were here, have a ma'apik l'apik by pulse of the Nura. He would have had fire against you. So Rashi explains that he would have put you into Chayrim for asking a question like this. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that doesn't make any sense. Because somebody asks a question and he doesn't understand, he wants to understand, do you put him into Chayrim? And therefore, because of that question, Tosfos says, what he meant to say was that he would give you an answer, pulsa denara, that the answer would be such a powerful answer, it would be like flames of fire emanating from Levi's mouth. Says the Gemara, Mapik Leapak Pulsa Denara. Misavach, do you think Lima Maknalei? Says the Gemara, do you think that I'm selling you the coat? And because I'm selling you the coat or the garment, you're going to also own the property? And now you're asking that Kinyan Agav works the other way alone? It's altogether a different concept here. Where the concept here is, Bahi Hano, the Kamakabmane, the fact that the person is willing, that the buyer is willing to take from the seller whatever he's giving him for Chalipin, Gomra Maknalei. And the comparison here is the famous Gemara Masechta Kedushin. That by Masechta Kedushin, the Gemara says that, of course, we know the halacha is that the husband has to give the wife the Kedushin. But the Gemara says that, let's say, the wife gives the husband a pruta, and he says, "Behi hano," with that pleasure that you're willing to take a gift from me, that's how she becomes mekudeshes. So we see that there's a concept that because you're willing to take something from me, that shows that we have here a full-fledged transaction. So many rishonim asked the question. That Gemara that we said that by Hiyano, that pleasure is only by Adam Choshev. And our Gemara is saying it works by every act of Chalipin. So the Ramban answers that by Kedushin, there's a halacha that a Kedushin is only valid when it's a Shava Pruta. So to make that the fact that I'm satisfied that you're willing to take a gift from me, that it should be a Shava Pruta, it'll only be a Shava Pruta by somebody who's taking the gift as a great person. Otherwise, the fact that you're willing to take a gift from me doesn't have the Shava Pruta, and it wouldn't be a Kedushin. Says, the Ritva says that the real reason to understand Levi is because Levi says that the Pasuk that says Shalof Ish Naloi means that the seller is giving the buyer. That's what the definition of the pasuk is. And what the Gemara is saying, this explanation, because I'm happy you're willing to take something from me, is not really the answer. The answer of the Gemara, says the Ritva, is that the pasuk says that there's a way that Chalipin work. And that is a new kinyan that the Torah teaches us. And how was that kinyan made? Shol ish naloi. So says the Gemara, now this machloikus that we just had of Rav and Levi, of how chalipin is done, says the Gemara, machlokes tanoim, because the pasuk, as we've been saying, that teaches us the halacha of chalipin, says v'zois lefnim b'Yisrael alagulav alatmura l'kaim kol davar shalof ish naloi v'nasan l'reyu. And before we go any further, there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. Here we're learning the halachas of chalipin, and there's a machlokes rishonim. What is chalipin? Some say that chalipin is midaraisa, even though we don't find that the Torah itself should mention chalipin. This opinion is the opinion of the Ramban, that divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah. The fact that it's mentioned in Megillus Rus gives it the status of deraisa. There are those that suggest that it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. I saw that the Mabit says this, the Stipler says this, and that was halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, which of course halacha l'moshe m'Sinai has the status of a deraisa, but it was never recorded until it came recorded in Megillah. The Ritva's opinion is that it's a kinyan midrabbonim. But the Ritva says a very important point as we are learning Hilchos Kinyanim. And the Ritva says that even if it's a kinyan midrabbonim, but once a method of kinyan becomes an accepted method of affecting transactions, the fact that it's only initiated or taught us by the Rabbanan doesn't make a difference. Because once it becomes an accepted method for doing kinyanim, it's acceptable under all circumstances as if it were a deraisa. And in fact, I saw that there are other achroinim who want to suggest that this is a kinyan, not even bidrabanan. It's a kinyan that's based on a minig. The minig was that's the way they did kinyanim. But once it became the minig to do kinyanim that way, so even though it's only based on a minig, the halacha is, the Dvar Avram says that this is the opinion of the Yerushalmi, and it's actually based on the pasuk that we keep on learning. V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael. This is what was accustomed in Klal Yisrael. But once a method of doing a kinyan becomes accepted in Klal Yisrael, that is accepted under all circumstances. So says the Gemara in explaining that pasuk. Gula means mechira. When we do a kinyan mechira, v'keinu oimer, the pasuk says when we're speaking about selling. Pasuk says, "Leivakem ben tayv l'rav le'imrenu v'hayuhu misras l'kodesh lo yigol." So we see that if somebody substituted an animal of kachim, he can't redeem it. It's a regular mechila. Tamura zuchalipin. Tamura refers to an exchange. You can't substitute one animal for another animal. What we would call a barter, and l'kayim kol davar shalof ish na'alav v'nosn l'reyu. Me naslami. So what happened over there, says the Gemara? What happened was that there was the Goyal Hadam who had the first right to all of Rus's and Naomi's properties that they inherited from their husbands, that he was the closest relative, but he refused to do Yibam and Rus. So Boaz bought those rights from the Goyal Hadam. The Megillah calls him Pliny Almoni. So Boaz, who was the buyer, was the one who gave his shoe. So we see that it was the buyer who gives it. Yudaimer, Goyal, the Pliny Amani, Nosl Labayas, he was the one that gave Nala his shoe. So the machlokes that we've learned between Rav and Shmuel is actually machlokes Tanoim. The Alshech explains that this machlokes that we just learned was actually the machloikis also between Boyle and the Goyal Hadam. Because he explains the pasuk in Megillus Rus. The pasuk says, V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael, ala gulav atmura l'kayim kol davar, V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael, till now, says the Gemara, ala gulav atmura, and Baal Shech says what the pasuk means to say, until now they didn't really pay attention whose object was used to affect the kinyan chalipin. Shalof ish na'alav v'nasan l'reyu. You just took a shoe and you did chalipin. It didn't make a difference. It was the seller's shoe or the buy a shoe. However, and as we learned before, because they both, Rav and Levi, both have reasoning to back up their position. Says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, says the Alshach further, that the Goyal, who was the seller, gave his shoe to him. That means we were using the shoe of the seller. But says the Pasuk, says Levi, says Rav, that the Yishlof hu naloi, the buyers didn't want to use the kalim of the seller. He felt that the halacha is that it's supposed to be the kalim of the buyer. And the zois hatuda b'Yisrael concludes the pasuk that the halacha is like buyers, and we use the kalim of the buyer, not the kalim of the seller. So whenever we have a chalipin, the proper kalim to be used is supposed, the right thing to do is to use the kalim of the buyer. Tana, says the Gemara, kainim b'keli, that we could use a keli, says the Gemara, afa p'sheina shava pruta. Says the Gemara, so I saw that Tosfos asks, that the pasuk says v'nosan, and wherever we have v'nosan, it means a shava pruta. So how can we say that it doesn't have to be a shava pruta? So Tosfos answers, when is it that if it's less than a prut, it's not considered nesina? That's when we're giving actual mammon. When we're giving money, so mammon that's less than a pruta is not considered a nesina. But here we're not talking about giving money. Here we're talking about giving an object. An object is a nesina under all circumstances. Amar Rav Nachman, lo shana al bekeli. When could this be done if I'm using an actual keli? However, Avol el bekeli ever peri loy, then it can't be used. Rav Amar, Rav Shesh Amar, you could even use Paris. My time the Rav Nachman. Ask them, what's Rav Nachman's reasoning? Amar Kro Naloi, Naloi in, only something like a Nal, Kalim, Midachrin Aloi. Or my time the Rav Shesh Amar Kro Lakayim, Tol Dover. Anything can be used to affect Chalipin. Ask the Gemara, the Rav Nachman, who says it has to be Kali, Haksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say Lakayim, Tol Dover? Says Hahu l'kayim kol davar the niknan bin minol. Says the Gemara that you could do two types of chalipin. You could do the chalipin that we're learning now, or we could do a barter. Ask the Gemara Rosh Hashanah yuksiv naloi, which seems to indicate only a shoe, not peiris. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara Amlach Rosh Hashanah ma naloi davar mesuyim. It has to be a full fledged, a real keli. Af when you're using Paris, it has to be Dov Masuyim, Lefuke, that you can't use Chatzi Rimoin or Chatzi Eges, that even if Rav Shesha says you can use a Peri, you cannot use a half a fruit. It has to be a whole fruit. So as we discussed, the word Nesina under normal circumstances means a Shava Pruta. Here, Taisa says because we're talking about an object, it doesn't have to be a Shava Pruta. The Sefer Pninim Yekorim and Parshas Ekev says the pasuk says Vayesa Hashem Mecha Chamad Kol Choyli VeChamad VeMitzrayim Haroyim Asher Yedato Lo Yisimam Boch VeNesanam Bechol Sonecha. So the question that the Pninim Yekorim asks, the pasuk begins with the word Yisimim, but then it concludes VeNosnam. Why is there this inconsistency, not using the same wording throughout? So he says, what the pasuk is saying is, "Komad v'Yitzrayim lo yisimim." Yisimim means even the smallest amount. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I will protect you to the degree that you won't even have the smallest amount of machla, of pain, of danger. V'nesonam, but when I'm going to give it on your enemy, it's going to be even in a great amount. But ask the Tzoftas Paneach, if Yisimim means a small amount, so when we say V'birkas Kahanim, V'yosim L'cha Shalom, why does the Torah use the word V'yosim, which means a small amount? We should have said V'yitein L'cha Shalom. So he answers that throughout Shas there's a rule, Eim Miyit Achim Miyit El Rabbis. Whenever we have two miyutim, one after another, then it's being marba. So he says, since the Birkas Kohanim starts the summer Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, and now it says again the Yosem, so it's a mirachamiyut. A mirachamiyut is marba that we will have a tremendous amount of bracha. On Rav Sheshes Berei Dravidi, Kaman Kasfina Idnu. Now, when we write a shtar that's made with the Kenyan Chalipin, the mana, the Koshal of Meknabai, says the Gemara, when we write the word mana, that we're doing a Kenyan Chalipin, and we use the word mana, it's coming like Fukim and Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes has been telling us, Domekainim of Paris, that you can do Chalipin of Paris. So we say no, that the only way we could do a Kenyan is with mana, with a keli. And when we write the word kosher, what does that mean? What was that coming to teach us? What is that coming to say? Lefukim de Shmuel, Damash Kainan b'meraka, that we could even use a keli that's made out of animal waste. That we can't use that keli. And the reason that we can't, so the Ritva says, because it's moss. And since it's moss, you can't use something that's disgusting to make a kinyan. Lemikne, the next word in the shtar is the word lemikne. What does that come to teach us? Lefuki de Malay. Dom and Mikhail Shemakna. Levi has been telling us that we use the kalim of the seller. Kamashma lemikne veloy leknuye. The person who's buying and not the person that's selling. The papa is saying, that a coin, as we've been discussing, as a coin cannot be used for a kinyan. That you can't use to affect the kinyan chalipin, something which is osba no. But there's a different version. That the bay, the word bay is coming to exclude matbeya. The kasha omra zvid vitem ravashi lamute isure no. Avil marikia. The keli that's made out of animal waste, loit tzorach. Of course, it cannot be used to affect chalipin, and it's not necessary to be said, because the whole point of a kinyan is to show a seriousness of this transaction. When you're using that type of a keli, you're not showing seriousness. So we learned in the Mishnah, a simen koinas metbeya. If there's a metbeya and a simen in the deal, the person who does mashiach on the simen, then we have a kinyan. Giving the matbe alone is not a kinyan. My asimen. So ask the Gemara exactly what is this asimen. On Rav Mos, hanitna b'simen l'beis ha-merchetz. What they used to do is they used to have like this kind of coin that every time you went to the bathhouse, you would leave this kind of coin, the token, and then they would know how many times you used this coin, and they would based, and that's how you would know how much to pay. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis teaches us that when it comes to redeem Maaseh Sheni produce, a mechal Maaseh Shemen al Asimon, we can't use an Asimon, v'loy amos and etnas b'simel beis amerchetz, nor this token that's used in the beis amerchetz. So we see from this Mishnah, asked the Gemara, Mechlal das Simon, Lamos, and the similar base of Merchitz, that these two things are two very different objects. Answers the Gemara, and if you want to suggest that the way to understand that Mishnah is actually Perusha Kamefarish, the Mishnah is explaining. The Mishnah says we can't use an asimen. And the Mishnah is explaining what is a simen, the simen that's given the base of Merchitz. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa clearly indicates that they're two different things. V'loy tani hachi, because the Braisik says, Mechalim is Hashem al Asimon, Divir Abdoisa, V'chaymer ma'ayma ay Mechalim. The Sovin, even though we have a Mechloikas, if we could use an Asimon, everybody agrees, Shem Mechalim Amos, and Nitnas B'Simon, L'Beis HaMerchetz. So we see that they're two very different things. El Amar of Yochanan, because of this, he explains what is an Asimon, Pulsa. It's a slug. In other words, it's something that you just have ready to be made into a coin, but you can't use that. And I saw that Tosfos explains the difference between the simon and the token that was given in the Beis HaMerchetz is that the simon is not even the same shape and size as a coin, versus the money, the semen is the same shape, it's just not minted. Those other things are not even the same shape. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, that Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, V'doyser Rabbi Shmuel Amar Dover Echad. Rabbi Shmuel Yisrahad Amarin, that we could use an asimen. Rishma Mahi, the Tanya Tzarta, Akas Biyotcha. The Rabbi, he says, Kol Dover Nitzer Biyad. Anything that you could keep. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Mel Rabbi's Govah Sheesh Leitzura, it has to be a full-fledged coin. If it's not a full-fledged coin, he would say you cannot use it to redeem Maisa Sheni. Ketzad. So we learned in the Mishnah that how is a kinyan a metatlin affected? Masha chimenu peiris. If the buyer, the person, the meshicha on the peiris that are being sold, but even though money wasn't yet given, eina yachalachsboy, we can't retract. Says the Gemara, Amarav yachran dva toir maas kainas. Mid the raisa, maas affect the kinyan. And the question that, of course, the Rishonim and Achronim discuss is where do we see that, from where does Rabbi Yochanan learn that Kesef makes a Kinyan? So Rashi says, because the Pasuk says that V'nosan HaKesef V'kamloi, so we see that the Torah says Kesef makes a Kinyan. Another proof that is the Pasuk says Akonim Yadim Yisecha, I got something from the person who I bought, and when I get something from the person who I buy, what is normally what is received? What's received is the money. Another explanation I saw, is that the pasuk says that kana miyadim yisecha, dava hanikna miyad liyad, something that is transferred. And transferred is, with money, is something that's given from one plant to another person. But as we've been learning, umneima amru, why did Chazal say, don't do, why the Kesef should not be a valid Kenyan? As we keep on repeating, if the Meicher, if the seller will get the money, then he won't care about what's happening to this object. And since he won't care what's happening to the object, if this Kesef Shama fire breaks out, he wouldn't do anything to protect. As we quoted in our previous shiur, there's a very big machloikus rishonim. There are a number of machloikusin. Why would be the halacha where that isn't a concern that it's going to get burnt? Will we revert to say mas kainus? Says the Rama that yes, under those circumstances when we don't have this concern of shem nifshu fuchatecha baliyah, then mas kainus, like the Torah says. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. He says, once Chazal established that we can't affect the Kenyan with Maas, we have to have a Mashicha, so is the Halacha in all situations. Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes a Sma. What would be the Halacha if you didn't get all of the money? Will it be a Nafkamina and Halacha if you got only some of the money, or if you got all of the money? Says the Gemara, Saif, ask the Gemara, why, even if the Meicher, if he got money and feels that, well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to be concerned, man the shuddered lake by Yishlume, whoever paid the fire is going to have to pay. So why are we so concerned? The person who made this fire is going to have to pay, and if we say that this belongs already to the buyer, the person, the arsonist, will have to pay him. Says the Gemara, what the concern is, we're concerned with there was nobody made a fire, it was just an accident. So if we say that the seller is still responsible, so then Mosa Nafshi Vitara Chomatzel had do whatever is necessary to save this because it's his. If he lied, then he's not going to be concerned. So Taisus asks, if midaraisa, you have to have mas koinus. And this was only added because of the concern sheyamerloi nisvetach baliyah, so why shouldn't we require to have both? So Taisus answers that if Mashiach alone won't do a kinyan, So then the halacha will be that let's say the lekeich did mishicha, and that is a fire. So who now goes to save it? The lekeich. But if it's not, if it wasn't completed, it's going to be confusion. Who should do? Who's the responsible party? Another teretz that Tosfos Rosh suggests is yes, Chazal were very concerned, as we're learning here, that the kinyan should be done in a way that protects everyone. But Chazal were also concerned not to hinder business from happening and not to hinder commerce from happening. And if what's going to be is that every time we're going to have this type of a situation, they're going to have to do all sorts of kinyonim, it's going to become very, very complicated. In order to avoid that, Chazal chose that we're going to do a full-fledged, we just do Mashiach and nothing more. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish of Mashiach and Mefresh is Minotaira. But the Raisa, what you're supposed to do is Mashiach. My time to Rish Lakish, to Amakra, the Simka Memkla Mesecha, Koina Miyad Mesecha, Dova and Nikna Miyad Liyad, which means Mashiach, that you're taking ownership of what you're selling. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Miyad Lamutei, what does he use the word Miyad? To teach us that only by karka, by metatlin is the din of anor, karka less by anor. That there's no halacha of by karka. But so Rashi learns that the entire halacha of anor, which we speak about, does not apply by karka. The Ramban disagrees. He says certainly if somebody cheated somebody else, then there's a din of Einor, even by Karka. All the halachas that we've been learning about Einor, that we're going to be learning about Einor when the deal is off and when you have to return, that doesn't apply by Karka. But of course, one may not cheat somebody else. Yoichran, Ya'ad Blumuti Karka, the less Einor. Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, you can learn, Im Kelech Tekra, Vixim Chimka, Mimka, Miyad, Misech, Al Tainu. Oikana lomeli, what does the Torah come to teach us? Oikana to the din of miyad, put together to teach us the Mashiach is a kinyan, and that's what is done with the yad. Rabbi Yochanan, oikana my avadlei, the boy le chetan, the chisimka memka al tainu, elen shenis ana le keach, only if the buyer was cheated. This ana moicher, if the seller was cheated, how do we know menayin that is osir? Tamaloima oikana al tainu. Or Shlokish, so we have that pasuk. Shlokish, the word oikana could come to teach us both that there's oino in both direction, and to teach us the halacha of Mashiach. Says the one we learned in our Mishnah that if the buyer gave money to the moicher because of metaltlin, but there was no Mashiach, that the halacha is both of them, since it's not considered a transaction, they both come back out. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shekasa B'Yodoy, Rav Shimon says, whoever is holding on to the money, Yodel Yoynoy. Then he says, HaMoicher, if we're going to have a situation where the buyer gave the moicher a deposit, so now the seller, the moicher, has money and the matatlin, who the matzi hadabay? He could back out. But Lekeach doesn't have anything anymore in his hand, Loi matzi hadabay can't back out. Explains the Gemara. Yeah, B'Shlomo, if we follow the opinion of Ma's kindness, that Ma's really affect the transaction. Now we can understand Rav Shimon's halacha that the seller could back out lekech lematze hadabei, because the buyer, the seller could back out because we're concerned that the seller, as we keep on learning, should protect this asset. So if he knows he could back out, and maybe why would he want to back out? Because the value of this asset went up. So that's why he could back out. Eliyav Marzana Kajus, but it doesn't become Zakeich Namila Hadabay. Why could only the seller back out, not the buyer? Amalek Rosh Lakish, a leader of Shimon Kamina. Wet like Kamina. When I said my halacha, that Marz Kainus, I was not speaking according to the opinion of Rosh Lakish, Shimon. Ki kamin aliv rabbanim, says the Gemara.
Bishlam Rish Lakish, Hanan Deikam Beirim Shimon Rabbanon. So now it says the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, we could understand the basis of the Machlokus of Shimon Rabbanon. Rav Shimon holds the Maas Koinus, the Rabbanon then don't. El Rav Yoichanan, Maikam Beirim Shimon Rabbanon, what is the basis of Machlokus? Says the Gemara, Ikam Benayid Rav Chizda. Dan Rav Chizda, Kedarach Shetikna Meshicha V'Moichrim, just like we said that we made Meshicha by the Moicher, that until there was Mashiach, he could back out. And the reason is, like that, if there's a fire, Chas V'Shalom, he'll protect that asset. So too, we did it on behalf of the Koina. And therefore, that the Koina should be able to back out if he sees a fire. Rav Shimon, less later of Chizda, he said we didn't do it on behalf of the buyer. The only person we're looking to protect is the seller. Rabbanan and Slater of Chizda, Rabbanan hold, we're also looking to protect the buyer, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that both of them could walk out. There's a very interesting discussion that I saw, interesting question. There's somebody who sells a sroigim. Somebody came and gave a deposit, saw a very nice esrig, and he gave a deposit for that esrig. Then someone else came, a wealthy person came, saw that esrig for which I left a deposit, and he said, this is an absolutely gorgeous esrig, and since it's an absolutely gorgeous esrig, I would like to buy this esrig for my Rav. And he paid in whole for that esrig. The first person comes back to bring back the balance, and he says that where's my esrig? And he told him, and the seller tells him the story. And what happened was that the seller tells him, well, this person came and he paid more and he bought it for his Rav. And the first person doesn't want to accept anything. He says, I bought the esrig. So the halacha is that since he paid and did Mashiach, then it's his. Now, one could argue that he should anyway back off, because a person should always try to be lefnim mishuras adin. The second person paid more for it, so the seller is going to make more profit. This esrog was bought for a rav, but the halacha is that the halacha is the halacha, and according to the halacha, the first person is the person who put down the deposit and did mashicha is the owner of this esrog.